From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Georgia Department of Labor is extending the duration of unemployment insurance from 14 to 26 weeks. According to the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute, this will especially help the more than one-third of Georgians who are employed in retail, food service, and administrative support positions who may be losing their jobs due to coronavirus. Meanwhile, new claims for unemployment in Georgia more than doubled last week, GPB's Emily Jones reports.
More than 12,000 people filed for unemployment benefits between March 15th and March 21st, up from 5,400 the week before. One of them is Selena Young, a bartender in downtown Savannah. She says her savings are depleted after the winter off season and a slow St. Patrick's Day.
That savings is going to diminish quickly and rapidly when we can't even secure a savings that will last us more than 2 to 4 months for most people who work in Savannah in this industry.
The State Department of Labor will allow people to collect unemployment longer, work part-time, and get an extra $600 a month as part of a new federal stimulus package. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Georgia's K-12 public school students may return to class on Monday, April 27th. Governor Brian Kemp issued this executive order today, closing in-person instruction through April 24th. The state's public colleges, universities, and technical schools will remain closed for the rest of the semester. The Georgia Municipal Association is urging cities across the state to take action to curb coronavirus. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
The GMA asked its 538 member cities across Georgia to declare public health emergencies that could limit public gatherings and could close certain businesses. Carlos Del Rio with Emory Healthcare told them on a call this week they need to be ready with a long-term plan to keep residents safe.
Things are going to get worse before they get better. We really need to prepare for the worst. This is going to be long. This is going to take 3 or 4 months before things are turning around.
Meanwhile, the state has not yet mandated that all Georgians shelter in place, forcing some cities and counties to make their own decisions this week. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.